Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Louisville Metro Police Department said two officers were shot downtown in the city late last night, just hours after a grand jury announced an indictment in the Breonna Taylor case. A police spokesperson told a press briefing that a suspect was in custody and the injuries of both the officers were non-life-threatening. Felix, when it comes to the charges filed against the suspect in the shooting of the two officers in Louisville last night following the announcement of the grand jury's decision regarding the Breonna Taylor case, what do we know about the charges? And there's certainly been a lot of questions as to why it was those charges that were filed.
Right. And so I've been researching this for the past like hour and a half, 2 hours now. So the defendant in the case, Lorenzo Johnson, he's charged with 14 counts of wanton endangerment, which is the same counts that the officer that was indicted yesterday for firing the shots indiscriminately into the apartment next to Breonna Taylor. Same charges here because we're in a crowd where the officers also were. So essentially endangering 14 other people that were surrounding the officers, as well as shooting the officers themselves who were injured in this particular instance.
Do we know, was he directly targeting the police officers? Or because with that charge, it makes it sound like he was just firing all over the place and happened to hit them.
That's what the confusing part is, and I've not seen anything clear yet. I know they've released the citation. Okay. I've not had a chance to go through it. What it says is they intentionally used a handgun to fire multiple shots at the officers. Yes, he was intending to shoot them, but also endangering the other people that were in the crowd around the officers. So it appears he was aiming for the officers. You're getting that furrowed brow on your eyelid. Before you jump to, why is it this attempted murder?
where I was headed.
A couple of things. Assault in the third degree is what they're charged with. That fits what we know so far about the extent of their injuries, because it requires an intent to cause physical injury to a police officer. That's one element of assault in the third degree. Why isn't it more serious? Because if you injure someone and they say it's serious injury, which is what they say in the report, it has to be serious injury with some type of permanent impairment. There's no indication that happened to either one of these officers at this point. So that's why the charges were assault in the third degree, not a more serious form. And this is confusing, too, because states.
Yeah, let me just real quick, from a common sense standpoint, as I'm listening to all of this, I'm thinking, OK, so you can purposely go shoot a cop, and as long as you don't do too much damage, then you don't have to worry about the most severe charges.
Right. It goes by the level of injury for assault. And let me just explain this, because before everyone goes off on these wild tangents, because this is what I'm doing every day. Yes. And I'm doing mental gymnastics for 12 hours a day anymore when these stories break.
And usually I'm pretty good at this, but this is one I'm not getting. So
this
please
is what
elaborate.
The problem is that because in Kentucky, like some other states, in George Floyd, we saw with that case, assault is the same as battery. You're injuring a person. It's not the threat that it is in Florida. So in other states like New York and some other places, assault and battery are used interchangeably. You're causing injury. It's not the threat to cause injury. So that's some of the confusion that we have here, because we were just talking about assault in the last segment dealing with the protesters in St. Pete. So as far as assault is concerned, it is based on the level of injury. In the George Floyd case, the way that they charged the officer, Derek Chauvin, with felony murder was because he intentionally inflicted an assault. That was the underlying felony, which was the most serious form, first-degree assault, which you know that you're injuring someone knowing that you're potentially causing death or serious bodily injury. That's not the case that we apparently have here based on the initial investigation that the officers were fired at. They were injured, but not to a degree that was more serious, as serious as it was with George Floyd. That's the initial determination. We may learn more, but I thought it was interesting that that's what they charged them with. Now, when you throw in words like serious physical injury, that's in a separate part of the statute. So, but you have to have that permanent disfigurement. For as far as attempted murder, again, I have not seen the full report. I've not seen the video of this incident. And it may be that they were, although he may have been targeting those specific officers, according to what the police are saying, it may have been in a very quick, succinct fashion in which he was capping at a bunch of people in the area and basically was looking at the officers, shot both of them, but not with the intent to rise to an attempted murder.
Now, we've been talking a lot because of Governor DeSantis's law and order proposal about specific laws if you go after law enforcement. Is there anything built into the charges against this suspect that are specific to law enforcement?
Yeah, okay. Because assault in the third degree carries the, you have to intentionally cause or attempt to cause physical injury to a police officer, teacher, probation and parole officer, or another protected individual. So this is the same thing the way we do it in Florida. Otherwise, it would be a misdemeanor. So it rises up to the level of, number one, you cause injury to a police officer. The same thing happens in Florida. If you commit a battery on a person, it's a first-degree misdemeanor. You batter a law enforcement officer, and that's simply touching them. You know, you push them away. That becomes an automatic third-degree felony. In Florida, this would be much more serious because it will be an aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer because they were injured. The shooting would be the aggravated battery, so it would actually be a first-degree felony with a 5-year minimum mandatory prison sentence in Florida. So some states, the way that they stack their laws, it may be the same crime in one state, the way what happened, but you get radically different outcomes the way the statutes are written.
While we're talking about the Breonna Taylor case in Louisville and all of that, I want to go to what Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano had to say about it, because I thought it was interesting. And yesterday was interesting, too, here on the show, because we went through the case and the grand jury's decision and all of that, and you certainly seem to think there were some ways where other charges could have been brought against the three officers involved. When I talked to former state and federal prosecutor David Weinstein after you, he was much more deferential to the attorney general and the grand jury's decision. This is what Judge Napolitano had to say. He argued today that he would have indicted all three officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. And he said, and I'm quoting here, "The law that permits the police to return fire and to defend themselves does not permit them to shoot blindly, aimlessly, where they can't see the target and they don't even know who or what they're shooting at. I would have indicted all three of them and let them assert their affirmative defenses at the time of trial." And that kind of goes to what you were saying. And that was one of my big questions, because I kept asking, well, if they're serving the warrant and there's confusion on the part of Mr. Walker, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, who was in the apartment, and he fires and hits one of the police officers and they return fire because of that, what exactly would you charge them with? And then you kind of step through how that could have worked. And it sounds like you're more on the same page as Judge Napolitano.
Yeah. And I think that's what, I probably would not have charged the officer that was outside, who was actually the one that was indicted, Brett Hankison, because none of the bullets actually struck Breonna Taylor. His were mostly, and this is according to the attorney general, they went into the other apartment. But as far as the two main officers who they did confirm were the ones responsible for firing the shots that killed Breonna Taylor, especially Detective Cosgrove, who fired the fatal shot, as we now know by the FBI report that was issued, the ballistics report, then yes, I think the two of them could have faced manslaughter charges. And I agree with the judge there that you could then make, they can make their case in court that it was self-defense. And there's this whole culpable negligence issue, which I think got overshadowed in the determination, but I understand what the attorney general was doing, because like I said, he's calling this a justified shooting because Kenneth Walker fired on the officers first. To them, that's a bright line. It cuts off whatever they did afterwards. They say that we were fired at first, we opened fire. Now, what I brought up last night was that there is a negligence factor that the jury could look at. Well, you know, did you return fire knowing, you said that you saw a man and a woman in the apartment in the hallway, and now you're retreating, but then at some point when trying to get out of the apartment, why did you then fire a volley of shots, 16 of them, into the apartment? And so that's the same point that the judge was making. Quick aside, guess who I've actually met in person?
I'm going to guess Judge Napolitano.
Yes, I did. I had coffee with him inside the Fox News building one time.
Really?
Yep.
You know, he's not as popular with a lot of our audience as he used to be.
No, I know that I've seen that over the years. This was some years ago.
He's falling out of favor.
Yeah, I was trying to find a legal job in New York, so I was and go into the media up there. And one of my good friends, Matt, he was one of Judge Napolitano's students at Brooklyn School of Law. So he hooked me up to meet up with him and, you know, pick his brain for an hour. And basically, I was like sweating bullets because I'm like, you know, stumbling over myself trying to figure out. He's like, so what are you trying to do again? And I was like, well, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore, but I want to find a legal job so I can get into the media business and basically be like you someday on another network.
Right. Unfortunately, you wound up here with us at lowly PM Tampa Bay and not up there in New York, Fox News. But
it got me out of the
I find him to be a pretty fair arbiter. I know when he criticizes the president, people don't like it, but I think generally he calls balls and strikes. There was one other aspect to the Breonna Taylor shooting, and I think this is important because, you know, I think we've laid out pretty comprehensively what the grand jury decided and all the different factors and what took place that night. But there are some other issues tied to this case that are leading to some of the outrage that we're seeing about the decision that came down yesterday. And one of them, and this had slipped my mind, I think we had talked about this before when we had covered the case, but it didn't come up yesterday. Breonna Taylor, according to all the information that we have, was left unattended for 20-something minutes after the exchange and gunfire. And she was alive some of that time, at least briefly. Now, she might not have survived, but just think about that for a second. She's innocent. She didn't do anything.
Right.
She gets shot, and then nobody looks to immediately help her. You got to be able to understand why there is so much outrage about this case just beyond the shooting of Breonna Taylor. It's also what happened afterwards. And the other point that I want to make, because I guess you said somebody tweeted this at me last night. I don't know. There were a lot of tweets going around as I was putting out the work that we did on this case on Twitter. But the boyfriend of Breonna Taylor, Kenneth Walker, you know, he was a legal gun owner, had a concealed carry permit. And I think a lot of people are also looking at it and saying, you know, we always hear about legal gun owners and their rights and all of that. But when it comes to Kenneth Walker, you've got people trying to slime him and make him out to be a criminal. And he's not a drug dealer.
Yeah.
It was her ex that was involved in drugs, not Kenneth Walker. And if he was confused, whether or not they knocked, didn't knock, announced themselves, didn't announce themselves, again, it's the middle of the night. This is happening. Can you imagine if all of a sudden something like this goes down, you're lounging around, your guard's down, it's late at night, you're tired. I mean, just think about how you might react. He thinks that people are breaking into the apartment and he tries to protect himself and his girlfriend, and nobody seems to be sticking up for the legal gun owner here. Nope. Who did what so many other people would do. And the fact that that's not getting a lot of attention, I think that also is part of a lot of the anger that we're seeing out there.
Yeah, I totally agree. And one of the other things that the attorney general mentioned yesterday real quick is that there was a question raised by one of the reporters, why was she shot so many times? The attorney general essentially dodged the question, almost kind of implying like, well, maybe Kenneth Walker didn't do enough to protect her. That was the takeaway I got. Mm. And it was like, you're not even going to address that. And
right.
So that's where I leave it.
And then you see something like Tommy Loren, who I generally don't comment about because I think she's an idiot, but she tweets out, it's not an officer's duty to gamble with his or her life so you can happily and comfortably resist arrest. Who is resisting?
No one.
What a story.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.